Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Much to dissect. Where was your luck today?
I don't know. First half, I thought we were great. You know, I think we could have been a bit more clinical, relax a bit when we're in the final third, because we could have scored a couple of goals. We were on the front foot at the first whistle, which is what I wanted. The equaliser, I don't get it. I don't know whether it's a wind or what, but no. It was pure luck.
It was.
But then we kept on going, and we could have had a couple more, and they were there for the taking. And I just wanted to be a bit more clinical in that box.
And those, we've had some debate up here, those sending offs for you were fair enough. So can you
I'd like to see them, but no. I didn't see the foul, the dive off the pen, because I was looking at an injured player. I was trying to sort that out. That's a talking to, that second yellow. I'd like to see it again, but I'm sure it's just a talking to. Listen, that's your first foul of the game. Listen, mate. Mm-hmm. Do you know, use your common sense, referee. Use your common sense.
And was that the words that I said? Well, a little bit of common sense.
My recollection is that I was saying I didn't think I was a sending off, and you thought, well, he shouldn't have put his foot in. You know,
It weren't a dirty one.
No.
No, it was nowhere near dirty. Use your common sense, referee. The same last week, use your common sense, referee. The second one, I'd love to see that, but I'm sure he threw it at his legs. I'm sure he did.
But it wasn't the referee that sent him off, it was the linesman put his flag up straight away, Chaddy.
Was it?
I watched down, I saw it down there, he spotted it, and then he went over to him.
Obviously, real time's different when you're watching that, and then, but I'm sure he threw it at his leg. It might be proven wrong if we see it again.
But you start the game with eight players unavailable for one reason
or another.
So how pleased are you with what you got from the players today?
No, I am. And I've just said that in there, you know. I can go on up with the ref all day. We can't make mistakes like we did again for a goal, because it lost us the game. You know, it's to keep your head up. All of you, because you put in such a shift, then you were even to the end. Then, you know, they were busting a gut, and they did not. The difference today for me, they did not want to lose that game, and they were putting it all in. And people can say, "Oh, lack of discipline." We did not have any lack of discipline whatsoever. Again, I just think it's a judgment from a referee. It wasn't even a dirty game. Was there another yellow card worthy tackle? I don't think there were. Both sides.
And up until that little mistake of O'Halloran, I actually said to you, didn't I, James? I thought he was the best player. I thought he kept everything cool, calm and organised right the way through. And he just stood on the ball. It got stuck under his footing, didn't it?
And he's been like that for weeks, though. And he's been enjoying his foot. And he's a great leader and got great experience. And he's really good for... Because we've got a lot of young lads, him and Lynchy today. You know, they were the glue for the young lads. You know, they stuck us together. And then they played without fear.
And how difficult is it when you've got a group of quite a few loanees, and they don't know each other? How much of a challenge is that?
It is. I mean, it had to be done because they were over budget, etc. So I had to bring certain people in and lose certain people to get to the budget where it had to be. Loans are the best option with that, because, you know, the club only want a contribution. And as long as you get the right kind of player, you're laughing with that, so to speak. But, they've done great. I'm got to, obviously Phil Billy Priestley's injured. He should be back next week. But the younger lads, they put a shift in. Donoghue's lively. He put a shift in. You know, Thompson, the left back, I felt so sorry for him then because he's a great little player. You know, and he caused them problems down the left with Bannister. You know, especially all first half.
Yeah.
But then we needed to be a bit more clinical.
It's about being clinical. When you got that first goal, you could see they were rattled. Is it that thing about when you're in the lead, sometimes you really, really got to put your foot on the other guy's neck.
Turn that knife and then get that second. I know we hit the post. We had a couple of great chances and we hit the post. And I think the second, I think it came at him a bit quick. If it was a yard back, it was another goal. Again, defensively, we defended well.
And as a group, how are they after that?
Wounded. Mm-hmm. They're wounded. You know, and it went from wounded to encouraging each other because they know they've put a shift in and they know it was an improvement. And that's what they've just said themselves. You know, I have my piece. And I said, well, I want to know what you're saying. It's like, you know what, it's a massive improvement, lads. And slowly, obviously they're disappointed. They've just been beat when, you know, the game was there for the taking. They were there for the taking.
But I suppose what I'm getting is you don't feel there's a kind of real heads dropping that, oh, nothing that's ever going to go, feeling sorry for themselves.
On to the next one.
No, and that's what I said. We do not let them heads drop down because I don't want any player going into any game thinking, oh, God, here we go again. Don't want that. You know, we need leaders, we need fighters, we need men, not boys, to rise to the challenge. And, you know, and you want 100% work rate and passion like they did today. You know, I still can't believe we just lost two men when in another game that wasn't dirty. It was like last week. That's hard to take. Again, you know, the manager just grabbed hold of me and went, mate, he said, the referees have killed you like they killed you last week. I was at this game.
Oh, really? He was there.
And he said, they killed you last week. They killed you this week. Don't let the Reds go down because you've done well.
Yes.
But
just remind us in terms of the practicality, Winter and the others, are they on three-game suspensions?
No, one.
So are they?
So they're
are they all three of them?
No, Kurt's got three games.
Willoughby's got three. The other two are available to you.
But, I mean, Harry Winter was injured anyway. He's still a major doubt.
Right.
He's been playing on pills and pain, he's struggling. And we're down to the bare bones, like I said yesterday to Ben. You know, I've tried to get four or five players in. In the last 2 days, and it's either money or we worry about coming to a team with no manager.
Yeah, I mean, what is your position? Is it just ongoing? Has there been anything said about?
No, I'm just going to carry on working as hard as I can until the club appoint a manager.
And that's ongoing, is it, as far as you're aware?
I believe I've had phone calls saying, you know, they've been interviewing this, interviewing that. You know, keep going, so to speak. So,
we have to say things haven't been going well recently. Certainly, as we covered the game today, we could see the positives. We thought, I mean, Roy said it was the first half performance in particular was the strongest he'd seen from the team for some time, and you've got to give credit for that to you, and the players, and the club's very grateful to what you're doing, David, and working with a group of players that don't know each other very well and quite inexperienced. So. We thank you for that, and we thank you as always for your time. Good of you to come up, and we say well done today, good performance. Bad luck, a lot of bad luck today, and we're not just being partisan when we say
no. And I'm going to say something to you. You say to the lads to keep their heads up. I'm telling you, keep your head up and keep going. Yeah,
definitely.
Well done, lad.
No worries, guys.
I don't know if you've met Roy Sewell before.
I have.
Anyway, David, thank you so much for joining us,
and we'll see you again soon.
Well done, Chaddy.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.